Thank you, Chair. Thank you for giving me the floor. Just maybe a few points under this agenda item, which is not completely a prepared statement, because to be very open with you, we are a little bit surprised about the pace in which we are working. And I would not hide that we might have another statement on Monday which goes into more details, especially as I have announced in my previous statement that we will also like do a little bit of reporting on the conference that we had last week, and the papers in this regard are not completely finished yet. But as we are under this agenda item, maybe a few points that probably are well known, but we can bring them into the discussions that we are currently having to use our time to the fullest. We switched from 5B to 5C now, and I believe it's well known that my delegation supports an approach centered on maintaining the human control, and also the elements that we discussed under 5B are closely linked to what we are doing here under 5C. A functional approach on the characterization of those machines, which is centered specifically on the role of the human being and on keeping the meaningful human control. Another element that we already touched upon today is that the characterization and going too much on the technical aspects is maybe sometimes a false path, that we should talk and do what we did best in the past here in Geneva, but looking on the boundaries, looking on what weapons should not do rather than what they are. And this is maybe an element which also goes on both of those agenda items, and that is very dear and very important to us. This is also seeing ourselves in a broader context, seeing other international organizations working on this field, working on how new technologies shape our lives, and they always look at not what is this, what does it do, what can it do. They are always looking at how will it affect us and what kind of boundaries we have to set for future technologies. And this is something that we really need to keep in mind, and not it's very tempting to go in technical discussions, but we are having a broader, we have to have a broader viewpoint on what is happening around us. Then we also hear now a point that we really want to support is what New Zealand just said on the element of bias. We give our full support to this kind of argumentation on the relevance of data and bias. This is something we really need to look at in the document, in the paper, and in the coming next week. Let's put it like this. This is the kind of technical discussion we need, and where we really need to put some effort into it. I leave it at that for now, and as said, we will probably have some additional elements still under agenda item 5, but you're also looking forward on a very fruitful discussion under item 6. Thank you.